Josh, you've had a lot of heated games against this club, and it all wraps up here tonight in the regular season series. What have you learned? What do you expect in the final regulation matchup against these guys?
I mean, they're a really good team, obviously. You know, we always seem to have close games against these guys, and it's something that it's become a pretty good rivalry, I think. They're physical games. They're fast games. You know, it should be exciting. They're coming in on a back-to-back, you know, we need to have a good start here tonight, but like I said, it should be fun.
That edge has been there over the last few games as well, a little chippiness. How much do you manage that at this time of the year?
It's great. It's the time of year where everyone's ramping up. I mean, it comes down to the last couple weeks here in the season to keep preparing and put yourself in the best spot to be ready to go come playoff time. And like I said, we're still battling here to improve in our standings and keep where we are, but that's great. That's the time of year we're playing, and it's good to see and feel that intensity all the time.
What was your reaction when you saw Ben and Blake drop the gloves yesterday?
I kind of started laughing almost. I mean, you know, just tried to get in there. I was on the ice, so tried to break up the fight a little bit and not take an elbow or something. But you know what? That's something that we haven't really had a lot of, but two guys that are very passionate and intense, and they're competing hard, and that's just, you know, something that happens. So the intensity is great, and guys, they're both joking about it in the room today. So someone compared to yesterday. I have a younger brother by 2 years, and we fought a lot growing up, and then 10 minutes later would be playing again. So maybe that's a good comparison.
Josh, think about the way that Connor's performed lately, Connor Hellebuyck in net. Have you seen a palpable change in his demeanor since the beginning of the year, his confidence level?
You know what, I think Connor's always been confident. I mean, I played with him in the minors, and then up obviously last year, and then in the NHL this year again, and he's a confident guy. He comes to work every day and tries to do his job, and has been doing that very well. So I think the biggest thing with Helly is in the net as a defenseman, you just feel how calm he is. I mean, nothing seems to rattle him. You know, he just pucks around his feet, anything like that. He's been so calm and kept his rebounds down. He always seems to get a whistle on puck. So that's something that's been fantastic, and that's something as a D-man that you really appreciate, even with his, you know, playing the puck. I think that's something he worked a lot on, and now he's really efficient at it and makes the game a lot easier for us on the back end as well.
Josh, from what you've seen of this team this year, why is it so hard to shut down the offensive capabilities of their defense?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a big trend in the NHL, getting your defensemen up in the rush and activating them in the play, and when you have you know, some of the skill and guys that they have on their back end, I mean, they're dangerous all the time, you know, when you have Josi and Subban and Ellis and some of those guys jumping up in the play, they're pretty dangerous. So, you know, for us, we talk a lot about being on it and above it and being, you know, responsible, you know, with our high man in the offensive zone, because they can turn, you know, what looks like a promising chance for us offensively into a chance the other way on an odd man rush, getting those D up the ice. So those have been the biggest things. And you know, it's something, like I said, that I think is a big trend throughout the league. But when you have a lot of guys with high-end skill like that, it's definitely something you have to watch.